All right, Truth, tell us.
We
back. Y'all got JJ in this bitch. We got Man Man here.
Yeah, you know how I do, man. Miz on this bitch.
We got Nick in this bitch.
I'm back.
We got my nigga Andy in this bitch.
Let's get it.
All right, y'all. So, what did we say the topic gonna be? What was it? What's more important?
Let me see. Values or wealth? Which one is necessary to survive?
Which is more necessary to survive?
Wealth.
Why? If you say wealth, you gotta elaborate.
Wealth. Why?
Well, the reason I say wealth is because you could buy what you need.
But what do you consider wealth?
Let's say
what I consider wealth is being wealthy. I mean,
my material thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like
materialistically
wealth.
Being able to do what you want, whatever you want.
Money can't buy you everything, though.
Buy me happiness.
But if you think about it, people with money commit suicide a lot.
All the time.
You need your values to make that money.
They still
You value hard work, and hard work is what makes you your money. If you didn't have your hard work, then you wouldn't.
If you didn't have that mindset, right, that mentality,
you would be a bum.
That's right.
Or you would be selling drugs or some shit that's not legal to make money.
That's true, but we're not. What we're talking about is which one would you rather
have? Right. Well, we say which one is more important to survive.
Yeah, not which one you'd rather have. Everyone's gonna say money.
Yeah, wealth is for me. But no, you're right.
I say value.
Yep. You need your values to survive, otherwise you're just a person.
You gotta elaborate what you're saying.
You're just a human being. You're living off of basic instinct if you don't have values. You're living off of, I need to fuck, I need to eat, I need to sleep. There's nothing that separates you from the next person if you don't have any values. There'd be nothing that separates me from JJ if we didn't have our own separate values in life. We would be the same exact person, and nobody wants to be the same as the person standing next to them. Everyone wants to be different. Everybody wants to be their own person.
I mean, I say values too, but I don't know. That is a pretty deep topic. Because values, everybody don't look at values the same as we might. You know what I'm saying? Or everybody might not look at wealth like we do. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said is you gotta go into detail. Because like Andy was saying, well, wealth, you might... What if your wealth is like your family? You know what I'm saying? Or shit. Well, you can't be that because what we say wealth was, Andy? I mean, Nick, what we say wealth was?
The definition
of having a mass fortune of something or some shit.
Definition of wealth is an abundance of valuable possessions or money. That is the definition of
valuable possession. But what can you consider? Well, yeah. I guess that's material items. So, yeah.
Like some of your grandma gave you.
Right. A chain.
Something that
passed
down.
A fucking necklace or, you know, whatever the fuck.
And that has so much value to it because you hold it in regards to your values. Like, if your grandma give you an old ass, like, chain or necklace or piece of jewelry or whatever, you could probably go sell that shit for, like, a decent amount of bread, but you gonna feel really good about yourself.
You're gonna lose that value.
You're
gonna lose that value, but you're gonna have the wealth. So I mean, yeah, I guess it all depends on where you stand.
Now you guys are putting into a perspective
right. Right, that's that just make you think about it. Like, yeah. But I mean, that's what go back to me saying everybody don't have values like us though. I'm saying like we wouldn't do no shit like that. It's motherfuckers that will.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And be like, so?
Man, a pawn shop got good value.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be like, so what? Some motherfuckers be like,
the
so?
Pawn shop, look at that bitch.
Pawn shop owners, maybe, assemble.
See, I got $10 for this motherfucker. Oh, $2 million from your dumb ass. Yeah,
value and wealth are the same thing to a motherfucking pawn shop dealer.
Pawn shop is finesse the fuck out people.
What was that? No, I was just looking outside.
I got warrants and shit. You gotta say something.
No. Who got a warrant?
I don't want
to go. Get your stupid ass. I'm like, what the fuck?
Man, I got Grand Theft Auto motion in my name. We gonna go.
Shit, that was a quick one though.
That was a quick one.
That's why I said we gotta find something we can really debate. It ain't enough of us here to debate the values and wealth.
And we all men in this bitch.
That's true. We definitely we need some females for that because women look at wealth and value completely different.
No, you don't.
A lot.
Shit.
Because women value a lot of shit that we have been like, You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Hair and makeup. All types of shit.
Their appearance. All dudes don't give a fuck about their appearance.
Most motherfuckers don't give a fuck about their appearance.
Nah, a lot of motherfuckers do, but it's some niggas that be like, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever.
I think we all care about our appearance in a certain
way. To an extent, of course. Of course.
That's why we get tattoos or do cool stuff to our hair or both. Fuck you mean.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh,
your
little as hell,
right?
Whose?
No, niggas love hating.
You said his dreads little as hell? Thank God this is an audio podcast, because you would look stupid as hell.
Little ass.
You would look stupid as hell with your little ass dreads.
Yeah. Niggas be mad, though. Your hair ain't... Your shit would never been this long, nigga. Nah, you would have.
You got a good 5 years.
Nah, my man had dreads before when we was in high school. Then his ass almost died on us, and we didn't see Man Man for like 9 months, bro. The nigga just disappeared, bro. No bullshit.
I didn't even recognize him when he started working at Home Depot.
Nah, bro, you should have seen him before that. Nigga, we all in school, bro. No bullshit. We in school. We talking to Man Man one day. Everything cool. Next thing you know, next day, motherfuckers like, damn, what Man Man?
You should have seen this man at Home Depot, motherfucker.
Without the bad job.
He was always, he got fired because he would hide in the back room and not do his work.
Bro, we all know that big ass truck. I'm like, go put it up.
Motherfucker, his motherfucker used to walk through the fucking store high as hell, like.
That'd be high.
Man, bro, I'm up on heavy machinery and you walking through the store not doing shit.
That nigga used to just disappear, bro. For a minute, did that shit a few times. We were like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this nigga, man? I don't know what he know. No, I'm talking about nobody, bro. Nobody. His sister not in school. Motherfucker's like, what the fuck? Nigga come back the next school year though. The whole next year. He come back like nothing happened. What up, y'all? We like, what the fuck? Like, motherfuckers thought he was dead, bro. We real life thought that nigga was dead. We thought he was dead.
That's what motherfuckers thought about me when I went to jail. I came back for graduation. They're like, what, bro? You haven't been in school for 6 months. Why are you walking across this stage?
That nigga came back, no hair, nothing. I'm, whoa, what the fuck?
Bro, no lie, bro. When I was in jail for like, I was sitting in night, it was cocaine for fucking 9 months, bro. I came out feeling awkward as fuck.
I bet.
My family didn't even know I was in that bitch.
I had bitches. They thought you was dead.
I had bitches.
Hey, come this way. Y'all, come this way. Andy, come this way.
I'm finna put this over here. At least you can hear everybody.
Crazy life, man.
Yeah, man, it's...
Too much shit going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Remember when we was kids and we had life all planned out?
Nigga, look, I seen this post.
We played a game, go outside, hang out with your buddies.
Look.
Now it's like, shit.
Did you see my post? Look, I made a post. Well, I didn't make a post. I just seen this meme. It said, do you think our generation had more fun than these kids absolutely nowadays? Yes.
100%, absolutely. Yes. These kids are so spoiled by
technology. These kids don't have fun.
They're so spoiled by technology, and even if they are not, they can't go outside because of all the dangers in the world. I wouldn't want my kid going out in this world. I wouldn't even want to bring a kid into this world.
Why not? The world's been bad. You can't stop that shit.
Yeah, but we didn't think that as kids.
I mean, yeah, nobody thought it as kids. Then you grow up, and you like, shit.
It's some kids that think that.
No kid think this world is bad. No kid. None.
They ain't even playing Fortnite.
Even the miserable kids that don't have shit or, you know what I'm saying, starving, or they still don't think the world is bad. They just like, man, it's here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But shit hit you after high school.
I feel like
shit hit me in high school.
I feel like we definitely have
had way more fun.
Yes.
By far, because we didn't have all this shit. We had to make our own fun.
We had actually fun. Like
we had to make our own fun.
These kids don't have fun. Like real life, I don't really see these kids have fun.
They
have materialistic fun. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like playing games over the internet. We didn't have that shit.
We didn't have
no fucking Xbox Live.
We
gotta come and find a motherfucker. Ain't no phone. We're teenagers. We don't got no fucking cell phones.
You had to go down the street and find motherfuckers to hang out with. Be like, hey, you trying to hoop?
Y'all better talk after school. Everybody meet up at motherfucking. We gonna all meet up over here. That's how we found motherfuckers.
Ain't never been Nintendo.
Go outside, it's 10 bikes. We like, shit, the gang right here.
It's team.
Like, shit, it's like everybody here. We finna come over here.
Now to have fun, these kids gotta hop in, find a party that got most people in it.
What are we playing?
I don't even see these kids having fun, bro. Like, honestly.
Bro, they finna be.
Like, thinking about, like, real fun. Like, we can think about, like,
real memories we didn't have, like outside, like running around. Motherfuckers ran into a tree or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got real memories.
Ultimate tag.
They got memories of fucking winning solo. And
bro, let me tell you, I went to my buddy's house the other day. He got two younger siblings.
Go ahead.
He got two younger siblings. One of them is 10 years old. This girl has the same phone as me, and I have a fucking $1,000 phone. You 10 years old? What the fuck you need that shit for? That's you don't need that shit. My kid's not getting a phone until he's in high school, and he might get a flip phone.
You saying that now?
I'm dead ass.
Nah. The way the world is now, you would rather your kid have a phone than what? Not. The way the world is now, yes. You back then with us, we had shit to worry about, but not like this.
Yeah.
Not like this, bro.
You know, when my kids finna have a flip phone at best. They finna have a device that they can call me or their mother off of, or the police if they have to.
You saying that until they gonna have a friend that get a ass another one. I'm telling you, bro, nowadays it's so different. This ain't like how we was. We think that we'll be, my kid ain't, you saying that. Until you have a kid and you don't know where the fuck they at, and now you can't find them, and nobody know where they at because they don't got no fucking phone.
Yep.
And everybody else in the world got a phone, but they don't. And you gonna be like, shit, what the fuck? Nowadays,
motherfucker can't remember a number.
Hell nah.
Let a kid go to jail, it's gonna be fucked up. Let me my phone real quick and call my mom.
Shit, I'm the same way. I know, like, I can think off top probably like 3 phone numbers. So right now, mine, if you go my jail, mama's, and Gary's. That's probably the only 3 numbers I can remember off the top of my head.
The only number that I can remember off the top of my head are mine and my pops.
Because all of y'all need, you go to jail, call my pops, fuck it.
Hell no, if I go to jail, I'm finna call my lawyer. depending on what I'm in that bitch for.
Shit.
If I know I'm going down, ain't no point to call that motherfucker.
Hey, that's how it
was. Fuck it is, shit.
When we got locked up, like, call your mom, I see your shit.
So if I shoot someone in the head and I'm standing at the crime scene with a gun in my hand, I'm gonna call my lawyer?
Yes.
No, I'm going to jail for first degree murder, no matter what.
You better leave.
No matter what case that motherfucker makes for me.
You will be surprised.
Go to South Dakota.
You will be surprised. The shit you can get away with if you have the right person that can represent you. You got that money that's going to talk. Boy, you'll be surprised. They will flip that shit so quick. It was self-defense. Boy.
Jury be like, shit.
You'll be surprised. Motherfuckers real life be paying the jurors. And boy, this world is a crazy place. A lot of people think a lot of shit don't happen for real.
My homie brought up a good point to me the other day.
It's a lot of shit.
He told me that success in life is about who you know.
It is.
I don't believe that. How not? I believe success.
You gotta take a risk.
I believe taking risks and working hard. That's how you be successful in life.
All the dedication.
Think about all the great athletes that came from nothing, who didn't know nobody.
And they got in tune with somebody that was able to put them onto that platform that they thought they made
it. Look at my...
I mean, hard work and dedication is going to bring you there, but that is only going to take you so far. Somebody has to represent you.
Look at Michael Jordan. The only person he had to represent him was his pops. And his pops didn't do shit.
But I'm saying, once motherfuckers heard his name, somebody has to represent you. He had an agent. You know what I'm saying? You have to have somebody.
Yeah, but he manager.
He didn't get all that shit until he attained that level of success.
But hell no. That's when you first get there. Somebody got to represent you. When you first get that first check, you're going to get probably 1 million phone calls of people trying to represent you. It's about who you know, bro. You can just think about this. If it ain't about who you know, just think about all the people that's like... just think about all the niggas in the hood. I'll put it this way. Think about, like, old school, like, our grandparents and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can say ours because you're around my age. Mm-hmm. So, like, our grandparents, just think about how them niggas worked. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you would see this shit on Facebook about granddads paid all the bills and all shit? Them niggas worked.
They worked.
Them niggas worked. I'm talking about 80-hour weeks work, nigga, and wouldn't get nowhere. And wouldn't get nowhere because they don't know nobody. What risk you going to take?
Doing something you love.
Like what?
Something that you're good at, bro. Well, think about it.
Everybody don't got a passion to do something different.
Everybody
like
got a passion.
Everybody
something.
Needs a passion.
Everybody don't have one,
if you don't
got
a passion, that's going to do going to work.
I didn't say everybody has one. I said everybody needs one.
And I agree.
Think about it. If you don't got a passion or a dream, you're going to work in a factory slaving.
If that's your passion, do it.
You might be good at working. It's some people that's what they're good at.
It's some people that might be fucking amazing and shit that'll make them good money, but that don't mean they enjoy it. Why would you want to spend the rest of your life doing something you don't enjoy? I sure as shit wouldn't.
He's young and I'm passionate because I'm nosy.
You might have to. You might just have to, though. You got to keep that in mind. You might just have to. You can not want to. You can not want to do something all day.
Everybody's sky is the limit.
You have to. You have to do what you don't like to get to the point of doing something that you love. You have to. So you gotta put up with it, no matter what. You have to. That's like us. You gotta start somewhere. You, like I said, like we was just saying, it's about who you know, bro. It's not about the work. It's not about the work, bro. You can work your ass off and motherfuckers will be like, damn, dude, that's a good ass worker.
But you gotta work your ass off to get noticed by those people.
Not necessarily.
So what you mean?
Not necessarily.
How?
You could just be cool with somebody that knows somebody else.
Yeah, okay, so perfect example. If you know somebody that is good at basketball, you'd be like, I got my homie Nick here. You know, he's cool as hell.
Right.
He'd be your good friend. You should give him an NBA tryout and then I go out and I fucking suck dick on the court.
But
you think they're gonna go for
you? I would have to.
Then that person that I now know is gonna look at me like, bro, what the fuck are you even doing here?
I'm
gonna get nowhere.
That would depend on, but you would have to speak on something, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't know no better, if I was to say that and you are ass, you get that tryout, that's me knowing, I know your ass. Why would I get you that tryout? You know what I'm saying? Why would I do that? That's like this. Like we were just saying about hard workers. You've never worked with me before. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've never had a job together before.
Oh, yeah, come on.
And let's say the remote's on the bed, I think. But, it's over there.
The fuck is y'all? Oh.
But, let's say, me and you were to get a job one day. You know what I'm saying? And, that one right there. Let's say we started to work. And you know, like, let's say you work with a company for your dad.
Yeah.
Like, you work for your dad. And I come and work one day, and you introduce me to your dad. Like, dad, this is JJ, da 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 da. And then I'm working now, and now he sees me working, and he's like, oh, shit, I'm finna put him on. I would have never got on because I didn't know you. I didn't know you. You know what I'm saying? So because I knew you, you gave me that other opportunity. So it's about who you know, bro. It's about who you know. You can only get as far as the person you know.
Hey, ask him
go ahead. All
right. I worked at Home Depot with my pops, and I still got fired.
I did, too.
Right here?
That old white man with the glasses? That was my dad.
Man.
That I was always talking to. But,
hey, Home Depot was an easy-ass job.
Home Depot was a bitch-ass job.
But,
I hate that job.
I definitely feel like it's definitely about who you know.
Maybe it's easier to stop doing.
Could be.
Gonna overdo his ass with Bruce Lee.
I
would
never be
in Japan.
One side of the room to the other side of the room.
Which I think is another thing we could debate.
What is a thing we could debate? I'm not even gonna talk about same-sex marriage with your ass. That's gonna be an over one-sided conversation.
Okay. I'm very open, bro. But it's just some things that, like, nah, man. Like, I don't give a fuck how much I don't know. Like we said, I know Shantae, you know? I love the fuck out of Shantae. I support anything Shantae do. You know what I'm saying?
But that's because of the person, not because of the fact that she's gay.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I would never tell her nothing. You know what I'm saying? But
Shantae, girl?
Well, you know who the fuck Shantae is.
I'm not even a boy impression.
Stupid ass.
Hey, Shantae, if you do this, I love you, girl.
Yesterday was her birthday. Yesterday I was over there with her. But I don't know, man. I just feel
alone,
I feel weird about, like, gays, man. I don't know.
It's just
weird to me,
see,
bro.
To me, there's two different types of gay people.
You was gay at one
there's,
point.
There's gay. Damn.
Who?
Who?
You.
Fuck out of here.
There was there's in my eyes, there's two different gay people. There's
what?
Gay people like Shantae. They're just normal people. They're just normal fucking people. They're like me or you.
And then what the other
and then
ones?
There's the other type of gay people where they're always wearing the rainbow
just
flags
and shit.
The first time you meet them, they'll be like, "What's up? My name is Joe. I'm gay."
They feel like
why the fuck did I need to know that?
Because some people want you to accept them. Some people want you to accept them.
But that's
them.
The thing. I don't accept people based on their sexuality. I accept people
some
based
people
on
might,
them.
Some people might feel like you do though. Some people might feel like you do. Some people might be like, "Oh, you might be gay, and now they met you." You know what I'm saying? You never know. Some people like to do that shit just
wait,
to see.
What?
Wait, why am I saying? Wait, what?
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Like he was saying how people introduce themselves and they say they gay. You know what I'm saying? What if the person they talking to is an undercover gay motherfucker, and they be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
You can't do undercover gay motherfucker.
Yeah, like, you never know, bro. It's a lot of
fun. You got your own securities. That ain't got shit to do with me.
I feel you, but some people are comfortable like that to the point where they can speak it like that. And
yeah, but you would never just walk up to someone and be like, hey, my name's JJ. First time you meet them, hey, my name's JJ. I love bitches. You would never say that to them.
What?
Damn. You'd be like, what's up, my name's JJ. Shit. And you would chalk it up and just talk about regular shit.
I mean, yeah, this JJ.
And if bitches or, you know, gayness comes up, then that's when it's time to bring that shit out. Right, then
you speak on it. Yeah, I feel you.
See, not JJ.
But if you walk up to me and be like, what's up, my name's Joe, I'm gay, I'm be like, all right, bro, we don't got to talk no more. we ain't got to talk no more.
Right.
And it's not because you're gay. It's just because you felt the need to tell me that you were gay.
Nah, it's because you're gay.
Get the fuck out of here, JJ.
I guess I can't say that. I
won't
say he's my homie, but I know a gay dude, and I knew him for a while, and I did not know he was gay. And then when I found out he was gay, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I felt weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe it's because I'm just so against it. It was just so weird to me that I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I known this nigga like 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't real life known this nigga, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Who the fuck was it?
You're not just gay. That ain't nothing that just happens. You've been gay. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm thinking like, what? Now I'm like, what the fuck? It just makes me weird, bro. It's just weird to me. That's all.
I didn't even talk about it.
You were talking with us.
Who?
I'm not gonna say his name.
Oh.
Hey, is he your age?
Yeah, he's my age. He graduated with me.
You a baby, bro.
Shut the fuck up. I was a freshman when you guys were seniors.
He cool as fuck, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was cool as fuck. But I don't know if he wanted everybody to know that shit. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't tell nobody. And then when we graduated, then I found out from Shantae. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, you didn't know? I'm like, boy, hell no, I didn't know that shit. I mean, not that I'm going to be, like, brushing him away now. Like, don't talk to me. You're, you know what I'm saying? I would never do that.
That's bogus as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? I knew you, I didn't know you were gay. He was probably gay when we knew, but I mean, when we was in school, but nobody would ever ask him. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing we would just do. Him. We would never do no shit like that.
Somebody has to be gay with this nigga.
No shit.
Not of course. I only got one left.
Let me get that short.
You see me say I got one left and you want my short?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you a deuce. Oh,
man. That's what I'm doing. His ass gonna give me a county.
Take his shit.
He'll be all right. Why not? We're trying to see some topics we can talk about. We should have played Monopoly so I could have bust y'all ass.
Big ass bro,
we four grown ass men. We ain't finna sit in the bitch and play Monopoly.
Is Monopoly a girl game?
No.
Okay, so what the fuck? That's a group game.
That
it's a group of us in here. We can play Monopoly.
That and I played actual Monopoly with my girl the other night, and it discouraged me from ever playing Monopoly ever again.
You might have lost.
Bro, she whooped my ass, boy.
Stop yelling.
Boy, she whooped my ass.
Gonna beat your ass then.
Gotta go to work.
What time does he got work at?
10.
Oh shit. He's gotta be up soon anyway.
Yeah.
It's time.
What you gonna call it?
Candy bar?
Yeah, no, bro. She fucked my ass.
This nigga talking about the candy bar. Do you hear Batman, bro?
I thought we were just casual.
Batman funny as fuck. You hear this nigga in the back talking about the candy bar?
What you call it, boy? I was doing some real life, bro. Damn!
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Who
Bruce Lee?
Me?
Not me. I wouldn't be.
Who's getting his ass beat? Look at dude's face.
Damn, that was a quick round.
Look at dude's face.
Man, I thought you had no kidding.
He ain't rocked me one time.
So? Fuck you.
Bruce Lee's a fucking. Bruce Lee's the cheat code. Because he can do everything. Look at this shit.
What? Yeah, look at that. I was fucking them ribs up.
You didn't even hit me.
I did.
All right.
Yeah, we on a podcast just playing a game.
Fuck, let me phone. I'm finna politic right
off
the game.
This nigga, tomorrow I'm finna politic.
What you finna politic about?
Some bullshit.
I want to see what else could we talk about, though.
What's the good word on that shit?
Shit.
You gotta call his ass.
Y'all are done already dedicated 4 episodes to the Black Lives Matter.
No, we didn't. We did one. We did one episode.
Oh, I thought it was like 2 or 3.
The All Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter.
I said Black Lives. All
right.
And now fuck Cosby.
Like they fuck Bill Cosby. I'm damn.
But fuck Bill Cosby for real. And R. Kelly. I know y'all don't claim him.
Free R. Kelly.
Fuck Bill Cosby. Don't disrespect Bill Cosby, bro.
I mean, he's just.
He's funny. But he's us.
Boy, yeah. One raping them bitches, bro.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. The nigga's a millionaire, bro. What the fuck you gotta rape these bitches for? Bitches are throwing pussy, bro.
For $40.
Come on, bro. These bitches are throwing pussy.
I know y'all don't claim him. Or not Bill Cosby, R. Kelly.
I'm claiming everybody. He is black. I mean, I feel you. I don't know these niggas. What the fuck? I'm not claiming nobody. I don't know none of these motherfuckers.
See, you
got
for the
RK
song?
No, I like it. He's a good voice.
He's coming out the closet.
I ain't say that one.
I'm stuck in the closet.
I ain't say that one, bro.
That's the only thing I think. Late. He's coming towards the closet. I'm still in the closet.
For like standing in front of the closet.
Bro, that shit was annoying as hell, boy. That's what
put, stopped in
that's what
the
put
the
me off, that's what put me off of R. Kelly forever.
Bullshit.
Then he opened the closet.
I'm still in the closet.
That shit went viral.
Boy. And it was like 13 parts of that shit, like, bro.
Dude, yeah, he went
I didn't try to. Long ass I didn't try to.
But wait. We're doing.
Bro, you can't block them bitches forever.
Damn, Bruce Lee got smacked.
Them kicks coming in lethal as hell, boy.
I'm finna try this shit.
Yeah. Oh shit, I'm tired as hell. Back up.
Like, in real life, you're talking about?
Hell yeah.
Go to flow, bro. This is where I went.
Go to,
But you gotta spin.
Go to Midwest Training Center.
Or that one, yeah. That was in Schaumburg.
Mm-hmm. Damn! That's where...
Bam! What you do?
I'm up.
That's where Clay...
He squat off the left, jump off the ring.
That's where Clay Guida trained.
Yeah, Clay Guida.
Clay Guida.
Fuck.
Bad Clay Guida.
No, he's in the UFC. Oh.
Dude, yeah. Stop.
But the gym that I want, they
I don't
want
to hold you. No, you got to get me up.
Jiu-jitsu trainer.
Gang them. We got to find another topic. We're at 27 minutes, cuz.
That's it?
Shit.
Hey, man, you doing bad for
over Tomorrow we just doing bad. What you want to talk about?
It's hard being black in America.
What y'all want to talk about? It's Black Lives Matter.
Man, going on my well, turning the topic. Everybody doing this.
I don't know. Like I said earlier, I feel like I truly don't have a place to speak on that kind of stuff.
You do, though.
I don't.
You do. You're white.
That's true. And
that's why you have to say so. We're black. You're white. That's exactly why.
I'm Hispanic, but I might as well be black.
Right.
I get into arguments with people on Facebook because... I get into disagreements with people on Facebook because I do say that all lives matter because I'm a good human being. You feel me?
This is the thing I'm gonna tell you.
Your life matters. His life matters. His life matters. My life matters.
I'm gonna tell you why people say Black Lives Matter. I'm gonna tell you the reason why. People saying Black Lives Matter because y'all don't have to worry about the shit we have to worry about.
That's true. I agree with that 100%.
Bro. Y'all don't have to worry about going to jail for getting pulled over for nothing. I don't have to worry about that. That's why we say Black Lives Matter. Shit like that don't happen to everybody else. You don't hear about white motherfuckers getting beat for no reason, for a traffic stop. You don't hear about that shit.
And I agree.
You hear about black people. That's why we say Black Lives Matter. That shit don't happen to nobody else but us, bro.
I 100%
agree. Shit don't happen to nobody. Agree. You ain't hearing about nobody getting beat. You ain't hearing about these police killing white dudes. Did you see that dude walk up on that police with that big ass fucking machete? The police like, dude, put it down. Let that would have been
you
us,
you would have gotten your ass 12.
Let that would have been us.
And that's not right.
Even
with
no weapon, they would have shot us. Let us would have been walking towards them. They would have, don't move. Let us would have did that. He's white. He get that, calm down. We're trying to calm him down. We don't get that. That's why we say black.
And I wholeheartedly agree with that. But I am a believer that everybody is equal.
But you know that's not true.
I know it's not true in most people's eyes, but I don't care about other people's
opinions. Fuck most people's eyes. In reality, you know that's not true. You know it. That's not. We're not equal. We're not. We will never be. You will always have more opportunities to better yourself than I will.
In this country.
Okay, but that's where it's happening.
But the world is a bigger place than this country.
But we're talking about this shit is happening here. This ain't happening all over the world.
It's happening in Europe, too.
I mean, it's happened before. I'm saying, like, as of now, this shit is happening here. So we could just speak about here. We don't know what's going on over there. We're not over there. We can't speak on that shit.
See, do I agree that what happened in that situation with George Floyd, do I believe that that was right? Absolutely, 100% not. No, fuck no. That shit was wrong, and that shit would have pissed me off. Do I think that people breaking into stores and fucking burning down buildings and all that shit in the name of him is right? No, it's not.
I agree. Now, that's I can agree on that.
And that's why I say that all... Because innocent people are dying.
Small business owners, dude.
Black, white, everybody's dying because of that shit. People are dying. People are getting hurt. People are losing their lives because of that shit. And that's not right. That's not cool.
But people are only losing their lives for the fact of that this is happening to us so much and nothing is being done. We're lashing out, bro. That's all it is. That's like what it's like this with an animal.
It's like backing him into a corner.
That's it. It's like if you get an animal and you beat this animal so much when they're a baby, this animal's gonna grow up and fucking hate you and wanna kill you. That's all that's happened. As long as we've been here in America, bro, we've been mistreated, told us we're not shit, we're not equal. We couldn't even look at y'all at a point in time.
That's not right.
You know what I'm saying? We have to look at the ground walking past y'all, but we're equal.
And that's
supposed to be equal.
And that's bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? So it's always been bullshit. That's why everybody's saying it's the black lives, bro. Because everybody with the all lives matter, it's bullshit, bro. We know all lives matter. No shit all lives matter, bro. Y'all ain't going through what we're going through. Y'all aren't put in those situations that we are. We can't even walk nowhere. Did you see the other video of them police arresting those two black boys for being in a store with a mask on? At the door, it says you cannot enter without a mask.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
They told them y'all cannot be here with a mask. Y'all look suspicious.
Like, that's bullshit. What?
That don't happen with nobody else.
And that's bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? That don't happen with white people. White people, it ain't not one time ever can a white person go somewhere and somebody be like, I'm finna call the cops, this fucking white dude. That doesn't happen.
And every point you just made is why I feel like I truly don't have a platform or a reason to speak on this. Because nothing I say is gonna, you know, change it. Nothing I say is going
to
change
it. I feel you, and that's why I don't like to speak on the topic, because we can talk all day.
Yeah.
We can talk all day about it. Motherfuckers been talking forever. Like they say, we've been talking about this shit forever. It's been happening to us forever. First, y'all told us to shut up, and we couldn't talk about it. First, we didn't have no freedom of speech. We couldn't talk. We tried to be violent. Y'all killed us.
That's what I'm saying.
We tried to protest. Y'all kill us.
It took Kaepernick out of
the What the fuck we gonna do now? What do y'all want us to do? And that, our only fucking option is to kill y'all.
Bro, I spent like 4 hours on Facebook arguing with a bitch about fucking, you know, they tried to do it silently and y'all told them they couldn't do it. We what the fuck it. Did you think was gonna
we
happen?
Tried everything. Y'all
what did you think was gonna
if
happen?
If we don't talk, y'all tell us what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter what we do. We protest, it's an issue. Yeah. We talk, it's an issue. We don't talk, it's an issue. We get violent. Man, we're fucking thugs and we're animals.
They go to Africa.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a loose situation with being black.
Hey, man, if we leave this bitch, they're gonna miss us.
Of course. But this is another thing that I hate that white people say. I'm not saying you, but you know how I feel about white people. You know. Yeah. But I hate when motherfuckers say, I done heard a lot of white people say that shit lately. Y'all can go back to Africa. We did not want to come here.
No, you didn't.
We did not ask. We did not see y'all and say, can y'all take us with y'all? Y'all brought us here. Y'all brought us here to better y'all lives. Y'all did that. Now we're here and y'all want us to leave somewhere we didn't want to leave. Y'all, we didn't want to go nowhere. We would have been just fucking fine and America would have been shit. Nothing. Nothing. America would have been absolutely nothing, bro.
No Michael Jordan.
Nothing. Just think about all of
no Jackie Robinson.
Just think about all the shit.
No Martin Luther King.
Black
no
Mike Tyson.
Bro. No Malcolm X. Yes, no Muhammad Ali.
No real sports.
No Mike Tyson. This shit.
No real sports. Like real entertainment sports. White people had sports. That shit was lame as hell.
I'm mad the football team of white people.
That shit was lame as hell.
We got Jerry West, Tom Brady, and Joe Montana.
It'll be so hell.
To show for our athletic prowess.
And Brady, fuck it.
We got that
motherfucker
Gronk.
Shit.
Yeah, Gronk's just
a I don't
no
like,
moss.
I don't like
Gronk's
this shit
Gronk.
On the topic.
No big. What?
I just think it's crazy, man. It's been happening forever.
Yeah. Man, now you're flying back in the lab.
It's been happening forever. The only difference between now and back in the day is we can see it.
That's true.
Sure.
Now we scared.
Oh, where is it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have much else. Well, much else. But then the next one, I'm not sure that's you.
Yeah, I don't know. And shit like what you're talking about scares me. Like, I know you've never met my niece, but, like, she is the most beautiful girl on this planet, and, like, I love her to death. Like, that's my sunshine. And I can't imagine her stepping out into the world that we live in today.
Why not?
Because I'm fucking afraid. I'm afraid for her.
Just think,
bro.
Our parents were scared for us.
I'm fucking afraid for her.
Our parents were scared for us. The world's always been bad, bro. It's always been bad. America's never been great. This has never been a great place. Never.
It was great.
Never. It was when we weren't here.
I want my kids to grow up in a fucking world where
when the Native Americans
you're not a black person, you're not a black person, you're not a Mexican person, I'm not a white person.
That'll never
happen. You're a person, I'm a person.
When was America ever great? Why would I be great again?
America
when was it ever great.
America was great
before
the Europeans came here. Mm-hmm. That's when it was great.
That was when I was just about to say before they took the land from
that's when it was great.
From the Native American
people. Because I don't know what the fuck Donald Trump talking about, because when, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, America, never.
He's talking about years.
Never. Man. Not in his lifetime, not in his parents' lifetime, like, never. America's never been great. It's just a bunch of bullshit, America, that's all. Big-ass piece of shit place.
Big-ass lie.
Yep, that's all it has been.
And we stuck here.
No, we ain't stuck.
You stuck.
We not stuck.
You stuck.
You can leave, bro.
Get your ass killed.
For real.
You just gotta learn how to adapt. You get killed here.
You go to jail or hell. No pity.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a fucked up option. Jail or hell.
That's our only two options to live. We're going to jail or we're dying. That's it.
How the fuck happened to hell? Thought I'd be anyways.
That shit is nuts, man.
Hell might be decent. Never know. Say it might be cool.
Say it ain't even real.
He is real. He bet that bitch cool. He wait for us.
He built up all that God shit to keep people in check. That's all it do. People believe everything. You can't do this, you're gonna go to hell.
Oh, you can't do this shit, you're going to hell.
How the fuck you know what's after life? Right. Tell me that.
Nobody.
Explain that to me.
Like, you died and came
there's
back.
Not a person who's alive people's who could tell you.
People's died and came back to life. That don't mean shit. That's what they experience.
They zombies.
That don't mean that's what everybody's gonna experience when you die. Right. Everybody might not go that same route.
Yeah, that's a good ass question. How the fuck I know who God is? Like, the niggas that walked on water. The only nigga that ever walked on water. But we got magicians.
They did that shit to control people, bro.
I seen a magician walk on water, so he God too.
That's all religion is. It's a control thing.
I think God was the first magician.
On a lighter topic, I had a great conversation with a funny ass old Chinese lady at work today.
What, about God?
No, about paint. What the fuck you mean? Funniest conversation I've ever had with a customer in my life. She said, she walked in, she's like, "Oh, my name is Yoko Ono. I am a number one fan of Captivate. Do you have the Captivate paint?" Started dying laughing, bro. Bro, don't give a fuck. That shit was funny as hell. Because, like, I've never had a conversation with I didn't believe that, like, that was actually, like, a real, like, accent, like, that deep.
I don't know why you did. We thought that shit was fake because you don't.
No, like Jackie Chan, like that's like a real accent to me.
Yes, nigga.
But like this woman sounded like a cartoon character.
You thought it was fake.
That shit's real, bro.
This woman sounded like a fucking cartoon character.
Where do you think they heard it from to put it on TV? They heard that shit's real.
Her ass sounded like one of the bitch. She sounded like an anime character, bro.
They talk like that for real.
It was a great conversation.
They can't really speak our language.
That was the most exciting conversation I've had at that store.
That's their little accent. I used to think that shit was made up, no lie. Like accents and shit. I didn't believe that shit. I really did, bro.
I thought people had to work to get that shit.
I thought people used to just play with motherfuckers and change their voice and shit. Until I for real started going places, I'm like, whoa. Y'all niggas really talk like y'all for real talk like that, bro. All of y'all, everybody down here.
We had this this Indian girl transfer in my class to school, and she all thought we had accents. I'm like,
because we do.
What? We do to them.
We do. I told you I met this one girl on this PlayStation, bro. She's in England. She talks so fuck. I love that accent, bro. So she be talking. I just be like, bro, like, just keep talking. I just like hearing her accent.
Yeah.
She said, "Your accent sounds so cool." I'm what?
What?
I said, "What accent?" She said, "You wouldn't believe how weird that sounded to me." I'm like, damn.
She said, Juby accent? That shit was funny.
Everybody got an accent. You can go anywhere, nigga. Go to Tennessee.
I wish I had an Irish accent.
That shit's not even far from us, nigga. You'll go to Michigan and be like, whoa, y'all niggas talk weird as fuck.
Every city has their own.
Everywhere.
Have you ever heard a motherfucker from New York talk?
Nigga, I went to New York.
It's crazy. They don't sound nothing like Chicago. Like,
nigga, that shit.
I've been from New York.
Boy, that shit is strong. I went there, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, this bitch sound like fucking Lois, bro. Like, for real. I'm like, whoa.
And you go to California, they talk different out there, too. Every state you go, motherfuckers be talking different.
I got a homie on here too on the PlayStation. He stay in Cali right now. You can hear it in his accent when I met him. I said, "Nigga, you from Cali, Angel?" He said, "Yeah." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm hear from it.
Cali."
Yeah, they talk cool as hell.
Cool as hell. Like they high Cali. All the time.
They just like mellow as hell out there.
Who, Victor?
Nah, just motherfuckers in Cali. Period. Motherfuckers that live out there, they got that strong ass accent. I like that Southern accent. Like real
deep Southern accent.
Real Southern accent. That shit sounds so raw, especially with women. I be
women, bro. Jesus. He's sexy as hell.
Fuck, bro. You sound. Oh my god.
Well, that Louisiana accent.
Sounds sexy as hell. Come here.
Fuck. I just want to talk to you all day.
About women. I just want to talk to you and shit.
Anything. Tell me about your life.
Talk about anything for real.
Tell me about your life.
Like if I met a girl, Irish accents would do it for me. If I seen a girl with an Irish accent,
hell no, I'll walk away.
Nah, that shit sounds raw.
That
shit sounds raw as hell. On women,
she walk up to me and be like, "How you doing, laddie?" I'm be like, "Bitch, get on your knees, suck my
brick
dick. Right now."
Brick.
I mean, what?
My shit finna be on stone. I'm finna be in this bitch like, damn.
Knees on stone. You stone now?
No. But my dick is finna be. Pause. If the Irish girl ever walked up to me and said that shit in that accent.
You ever met a full Irish person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. what you gonna call it? I was in
Candy Bar.
Huh?
Oh, my bad.
I was in high school and fucking what you gonna call it? This chick came to visit for, I think she was like a speaker or something. I don't remember what the fuck she was talking about, but she's from Ireland and she's like full blooded from fucking Dublin. And her head started talking. I just was entranced in listening to her talk.
Speaking of Dublin, we got a lot of listeners in Dublin, bro. A lot of people listen to our podcast.
No
Dublin.
Shit.
Where
else motherfuckers be listening to our shit?
I don't know what's up, people in Dublin.
Russia, all that shit. Like, the majority of our listeners are
here.
Hey,
Mother Russia,
obviously.
We got like 10% of our listeners are in Dublin.
We got any in Italy?
Oh,
shout out to my Italians.
I gotta look. We got listeners in like 9 different countries, bro.
I hate my country's accent.
We got a lot of different listeners.
I hate Italian accents.
Why? That shit sounds sexy as fuck.
On women, it do. On men, they all sound like they real life all sound like Mario. Like,
what
no cat.
You doing? What are you doing? Like, what
and,
are you doing?
Yes, and they be talking with their hands, bro.
Like,
why
you doing it like this? You know, you got to do it right.
Motherfucker be putting his hands up like he's ready to talk about. I'm like, bro, what's up, bro? I'm like, damn, back the fuck up, dude.
I'm pulling your ass.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Put your fucking hands down.
Okay, so look, do y'all want to travel?
Yeah.
Travel?
Yeah,
of course.
Like the world. Not the country.
It's one continent besides Antarctica, obviously, on this planet I will not go to. That's fucking Australia.
Why?
Bro.
That bitch on fire.
Not even that.
Oh.
It is so... I watch... There's so many dangerous animals that...
Everywhere.
Bro. No, bro. Not in America.
Yeah, spiders.
They have cooters.
And not everywhere in America. Name 5 dangerous animals that in Illinois that you could just casually run into all the time.
Wolf spiders, black widows.
Not black widows.
Yes, these are animals, motherfuckers. No, not animals.
Down south. I mean around here. I'm saying around here.
You said Illinois. Huh? Illinois. Look at this dude on the phone, bro.
We in here doing a podcast.
No fuck. Oh, man. Bad money calling.
Bro, in Australia, bro, they got jelly. You can't swim in no ocean. And you can't go to the beach in Australia. You can't, because you finna get your ass stung by a jellyfish that'll kill your ass in 3 minutes. What the fuck?
You gotta be cautious. That's why
you gotta do it. Just piss on somebody with a jellyfish.
You can't let that scare you. It's called a box jellyfish. If you don't see medical treatment in 2 minutes, your lungs will stop working.
You can't let that stop you from wanting to experience life.
You will bleed into your own lungs and suffocate.
You gotta go to the doctor.
And you ain't finna make it to no doctor in 2 minutes. You finna just barely make it to the beach in 2 minutes.
Man, out the water, you dead, bro.
Dead ass,
I'm not
bro.
Letting shit stop me from traveling. I don't give a fuck what's out there. I don't care.
Italy? I'd love to see Italy.
We run into shitty. You can die out here, nigga. Like,
I'd love to see Italy. I'd love to see...
You can walk outside and get hit by a fucking car.
I'd love to see...
That don't stop you from going nowhere.
My number one country I have to see before I die, though, is Japan. By far.
Fuck Japan.
Japan?
Japan, you're busting.
So what?
Bro, so much good shit that I enjoy came from Japan.
Hey, I low-key want to try some noodles from Japan.
Bro, I would love to eat at a fucking ramen house. That Ichiraku ramen, boy.
That ooh, man.
That shit looks like a hit.
I want to go to Spain. Man.
I'd love to see Spain.
That's one place I have to go. I have to go see Barcelona play at least one time.
I want to see European.
Fuck Barcelona.
I want to see European females.
Still a fucking Chivas fan talking about me, fuck Barcelona.
Bro, European females would be freaky.
Arsenal.
You go to Italy and girls would be like, what's your name? Nick.
You go anywhere, nigga.
Shut up. Fuck you.
You go anywhere, you're an American. They're going to think you got money. They're going to want to fuck you regardless.
No.
You go anywhere, you're an American. They go, you're American? American? Yeah. They go, oh my God, you want, let me show you this. They'd be thirsty, bro. They just think everybody over here is fucking rich. Everybody. They think of America, they think of money.
I want to see Brazil.
I'm definitely going to Brazil.
I want to see Brazil.
I told Marissa, I am fucking somebody in Brazil. I told her, it's going to happen, bro. Whether we do it together or
bro, Brazilian bitches,
I told
bro.
Her, it's going to happen, bro. It's going to happen.
Bro, Brazilian bitches don't age, bro. You know, Salma Hayek, that bitch is Brazilian. She never,
just Spanish women in general, bro. That's like my weakness, bro. Real Spanish women. That's why I said I have to go to Barcelona. I have to, bro. I just want to talk to somebody like, bro.
It's a few countries I won't go to. I won't go to Russia.
I'm going to Russia.
I'm going to Russia.
Motherfuckers in Russia are mean.
I'm from Mother Russia.
I want to go to Russia.
You don't like white people out here. You definitely not gonna like them in Russia.
They're not white people. Those are Russians.
Which are white people.
I mean, I guess.
But those are some of the whitest people on the planet.
I guess.
Beat your ass, Mother Russia.
France, I have no desire to go to France.
You want to go to Paris?
What?
You're retarded. That's the city of love.
French people are so disrespectful.
So what?
And fuck them. All of them are racist.
So guess what? I am too. Cool. That'll be a never-ending battle.
You know,
JJ versus a thousand Frenchmen. All with their berets, I'm throwing frog legs at his ass.
I'm definitely going to France. I have to go to Paris.
No, he hasn't texted me back.
I definitely want to see the Eiffel Tower. I want to see that.
There she go.
I want to go to Greece.
Greece, I'd love to see Greece.
I definitely want to go to Italy.
Yeah, I want to see Italy so bad. The motherland.
I just want to go over there and drink. I want to go over there and drink. Same with Ireland. I want to go to Ireland.
I would have to drink based on what country I'm in. If I'm in Italy, I'm wine drunk all fucking time, the whole time. If I'm in Ireland, I'm drinking beer and whiskey.
You would already know where you go at. That's just going to be popular. If you go to Italy, I'm sure that's all they probably drink is wine.
Russia? No. You know what
I'm
saying? No, they.
I mean, I'm sure they got beer and shit like that too, but I'm saying.
Like, I say they love their beer. You'd be surprised.
I mean, but they're good on wine. That's what
but their wine, that's what they're known for.
That's what I'm saying.
Same thing
that's going to be everywhere.
Same thing in Spain.
Any long gum, Henny.
They probably don't even sell that shit over.
You're
probably overseas and everybody, what the fuck is Hennessy?
You're not going to find no Henny, no Remy. Fucking dark liquor in general would be hard to find. Unless it's like rum.
I'm definitely going to Germany.
Germany, I'm iffy about. I want to try their food.
I want to go to Berlin.
I want to try their food. Anywhere I go, I need to try the food.
I don't know, man. I'm allergic to eggs, bro. So I know a lot of countries use eggs in a lot.
You're allergic
to
eggs? How the fuck do you eat anything?
I can eat eggs if it's really cooked.
What the fuck? How do you eat anything?
You can eat eggs, but there's eggs.
I can eat it if it's like real, like cooked into shit. Like cake and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't eat like a breakfast sandwich with a fucking egg. I will die. My throat will real life close up.
What the fuck? I'm about to say, McDonald's sound to be fine.
Well, I say, you ain't never eating McDonald's breakfast.
I ate an egg before just to see if it was good. Because everybody's like,
so you about to commit suicide and see something good.
But I love eggs.
I'm older now, so my throat, it'll take a while for my throat to close. I'll have an allergic reaction first. I'll break out. I would break out first, you know what I'm saying? And then my throat will start to close. But I did break out. I broke out.
For a sound.
Just to try the egg. Just because everybody's like, you don't know what you're missing. I'm like, I just want to see the big fuss. I've had an allergic reaction before, so I'm like, all right. I'm like, fuck it, I'll try it. I'm like, this is the nastiest shit I've ever ate in my life, bro.
You tweaking that shit.
I went to the hospital and everything for this
you
shit.
You cooked that shit the right way? That shit is nasty.
Yeah. That shit was nasty as fuck. I'm like, dude.
That nigga dead for egg, bro.
Like, this shit is fucking disgusting.
Whatchamacallit?
The candy bar?
They got this, the fuck out of here. They got, I go to this fucking place in Hoffman called Richard Walker's. They got this Eggs Benedict, bro.
This shit is so gas. You missing the fuck out.
No, I'm not.
What I love about eggs is there's so many different ways you can cook them bitches.
In that way, fuck.
It's not like a burger. You can only cook that burger. You can only put that cook that burger one way on the grill.
So you can deep fry a burger if you want to. Yeah. Never tried it.
Put it in the oven.
Well, it's still gonna come out the same way.
No, it ain't. That's deep fried burger.
It might not taste the same, but it's gonna come out the same way. Cooked.
I'm gonna try that shit.
You can poach an egg, you can scramble an egg, you can deep fry an egg.
You can boil an egg.
Boil an egg.
Eggs are disgusting. That was a waste of a hospital trip.
Boy, you trying to kill her over egg, my nigga. I'd have told you I had to do that shit. Any word for that shit, you mother.
Bro, I told JJ, I think he's real life the only black person I know that don't like hot sauce.
No, I know.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Hot sauce is gas. I put that shit on everything.
Hot sauce is fucking disgusting.
He's weird, bro. That's what I'm saying. He's fucking weird. He don't like seafood either.
I just have a different taste bud than you. You don't make me weird.
You don't eat fish?
Hell no. I'm not eating nothing out the water. That's the dirtiest thing in the world.
You eat pussy, though?
That's not out the water.
That shit get wet, though.
So?
It came out the bathtub.
If it came out the bathtub, fresh out the bathtub.
Yeah, ain't nobody pissing in here, or shitting in here, or washing their body in here, or throwing oil in here, or animals shitting in here, and dying in here, decaying in here. I don't have to worry about that, bro.
You realize, I don't know, but I'm from the South.
You realize when you cook shit, the germs come out of
you,
right?
I'm not eating nothing that comes out the water.
None?
I'm lying. I want to eat an alligator. But that's not a fish. That's not considered seafood. Shit.
Yes, it is.
That's not.
Yes, it is.
Are alligators a sea creature?
No.
Anything
that's a fucking mammal. That's not a sea creature.
It's not a mammal.
It's a reptile.
It's not. A reptile. It's a reptile.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
They lay eggs.
Whatever.
Well, I say, damn, crocodiles got fur and shit now? What the fuck?
Now you got animal baby bodies.
Yeah, that's probably the animal I'm most scared of on this planet are fucking alligators and crocodiles and bears.
Hey, so what's the difference between alligators and crocodiles?
Crocodiles got the...
Crocodiles are longer.
Long,
they got longer snouts.
And the crocodiles got the big fat bitches.
Alligators are like more wider. Crocodiles are longer.
Crocodiles are usually bigger.
Yeah, they're longer. They're longer.
Man, motherfucker runs away. I was like, oh, it's a crocodile. Like,
this was a decent little episode, though.
I want to eat a snake.
Me too.
Y'all are weird. You won't eat fucking... What? You won't eat hot sauce, but you'll eat a fucking snake?
Yeah, that's it, like... It might be fine.
JJ gonna be the only person... Oh, no, man. You go to Paris and eat frog legs, won't you?
No, I'm not eating no frog legs.
But you'll eat a fucking crocodile. Yes. They both reptiles.
So what? Alligators, they just look like they taste good.
Oh my god. Yeah. You know what I really want to try? I've never tried. I want to eat bear.
Me too.
I've heard that shit. I heard it's real tough, but it's real fucking gas.
You eat a bear?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I would eat, man. You'd be surprised.
You can eat
anything that you can cook their meat.
You'd be surprised what I would eat.
Fucking deer is delicious. Venison.
I want some.
Venison is so good.
I'm not eating no skunk.
No. Fox.
I eat a wolf.
You never seen fucking
a horse?
Never seen the Revenant, bro? Motherfucker was eating everything that he could get his hands on.
I know a hunt.
I'll eat a rabbit.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun as fuck. I don't use guns. I use bow and I use a crossbow.
You know how to do archery?
Mm-hmm. I love archery.
I mean hit a squirrel.
When I be shooting shit with a fucking crossbow, I feel like that motherfucker from The Walking Dead. Fucking Daryl. I be in this bitch.
Geeked up.
All right, y'all. We finna get up out this bitch, man.
Yeah, man. You know, follow me on all social medias. Add my premium snaps, fans only.
To my premium snap. We'll be back next week with another episode, guys.